USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden made a surprise visit to Ukraine today, just days ahead of the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion. There he met with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
I'm going to show our unwavering support for the nation's independence, their sovereignty, and territorial integrity.
Biden also announced an additional $500 million in aid for Ukraine. While the trip is being called a surprise, the White House says the visit to Ukraine was months in the making.
Logistically complicated and difficult is how the White House describes the planning for the key visit, which began months ago. It involved a small number of people from the National Security Council, the military, and the Secret Service. The trip was different than past visits by a president to a war zone like Iraq and Afghanistan because there's no U.S. military presence in Ukraine. President Biden spent about 5 hours in Kyiv before flying to Poland. I'm Richard Johnson.
Another strong earthquake has rattled Turkey. The 6.3 magnitude quake was centered near the Turkey-Syria border in the southern part of the country. Tens of thousands were killed earlier this month after several strong earthquakes hit that region. A giant winter storm set to slam parts of the country this week. Forecasters say it will start Tuesday in the northwest, where heavy snow is likely to fall in the mountains of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming.
The probabilities we're looking at for really 8-plus inches of snow are quite high from South Dakota through southern Minnesota and into northern Wisconsin.
National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill says by midweek, the storm system will strengthen as it moves southeast, affecting the Rocky Mountains to the Great Lakes regions. Well, one of the charges against actor Alec Baldwin is being dropped. He's no longer charged with gun enhancement. He is still, however, being charged with involuntary manslaughter after a prop gun he was holding fired a real bullet and killed the cinematographer on the set of his movie Rust, which is being filmed in New Mexico. This is USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
East Palestine, Ohio residents are complaining of symptoms that may be connected to a train derailment. It was earlier this month when a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in the eastern Ohio town, caused a massive fire and prompted evacuations. About a week later, many of those were allowed to return to their homes, and now some say they've developed rashes, sore throats, headaches, and nausea. A major U.S. air carrier is making it easier for families to fly together. United Airlines says it's opening more seats to families traveling with kids under the age of 12. Under their new plan, parents accompanying younger children will be able to access preferred seats at no extra fee if needed at the time of booking. A record was broken in the NBA All-Star game last night.
Team Giannis defeated Team LeBron 184-175 in the 2023 NBA All-Star game in Salt Lake City. Jason Tatum set a new All-Star game record with 55 points to lead Team Giannis to his first win over Team LeBron in three tries. Tatum on setting the All-Star scoring record while winning the Kobe Bryant MVP award.
You know, to be able to wear my signature shoe today and break the record and, you know, take home this award of somebody that, you know, I idolize.
LeBron James and why he didn't play the second half.
And try to get one little chase down block and got my finger caught in the rim. But I'll be fine, though. I'll be fine. I don't think it's too much to worry about, but for precautionary reasons, just had to, you know, take the rest of the night off.
I'm Julio Flores.
And did you know today is National Pet Day? Pet owners encouraged to show their pets love and attention. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.